My podcast is primarily for non-believers, but the Christians might want to tune into this one.
Welcome to the Jesus Unfollower podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm an atheist in the Bible Belt. On this podcast, we talk about religion and how it affects us as non-believers in America. I often use a humorous approach because, let's face it, religion is heavy, and we need to be able to laugh about it sometimes. And now your host, me.
What's up, non-believers, doubters, and skeptics, and Christians if you're listening? I recently asked people on Instagram if they had any questions for me. And one was, what is the hardest part of running your Instagram page? Now, there are a lot of reasons why being a content creator in general is hard, such as burnout, coming up with ideas, being consistent when you post, putting in time and not getting results, making a post that you think is going to take off and do great, and then like 15 people like it. That's hard. So being a content creator is hard anyways. It's putting yourself out there in a lot of ways where some people just don't do that or don't feel comfortable doing that. It's a lot easier for spectators to judge, you know, content creators when they're not making any content themselves. It's easy to, you're putting yourself out there. There are also many reasons why running an atheist page is hard. Number one, there's an obscene amount of disagreeing comments on every post that I make. You know, the point of my page, this is what I say, the point of my page is to provide comedic relief for those who either grew up in religion, are still surrounded by religious people now that are in a hard situation. The point of my page is to make people laugh through the pain, pretty much, and to help create community for non-believers. That's the point of my page. But, you know, especially since the introduction of Instagram Reels and short-form content in general, that kind of content goes out to way more people than just the people who are following me. So it attracts a lot of people who disagree with the content that I make, and they sure do love to comment on the video and tell me about it. So there's that. There's the personal insults. I've been called fat I don't know how many fucking times. Hey, you're just a fat ginger. Fat, hey, receding hairline. Fat boy. Reddit. Fat Reddit boy. Heard it all. So it's not really, like, sometimes that stuff will get to me, but most of the time it's like, I've heard these same things a million times. Who cares? But, and then there's the risk factor, right? Creating atheist content kind of puts you at risk for, in the job world, you know, if I'm looking to get a job and somebody finds my page, you know, they might not like the content that I make. It might keep me from getting a job in a certain area. You know, if my current boss finds out that I'm running this page, that could put a job in jeopardy, that kind of thing. There's also the risk of being doxxed, because people like to, like, I had a guy the other day who DM'd me. He sent me his, how much money he had in the bank. He told me that I'm fat, I could never get any women. And then he called me 3 times on Instagram. In the Instagram DMs, he tried to call me. He told me, answer, you coward, answer. Those are the kinds of people who would try to dig and find my personal information and, like, show up at my house kind of thing. Or at least try to get my information out there and, like, hey, if anybody wants to hurt this guy. So there's that aspect of it, you know, being doxxed and threats, which is, that's, I haven't really had anybody threaten me too seriously, but you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But having said all of that, to answer the question that I got on Instagram, the hardest part of running my page is all of the assumptions that are made. So many assumptions by Christians, such as being an atheist is your whole personality. You hate Christians. You attack Christians. Why don't you talk about Islam? You don't talk about Islam because you're scared. You just hate Jesus. You never read the Bible, so you don't understand it. or you have read the Bible, but you just didn't understand it the right way, or the church hurt you, you're obviously in pain. You wouldn't have an account like this if it wasn't for being hurt by the church or by Christians or, you know, people. You know, God doesn't do wrong, people do. And so you were hurt by people, those kind of things. You didn't go to the right church. All those assumptions, so many assumptions on every post. And it's stuff that I've, you know, addressed a lot. It can be exhausting saying the same things over and over and over, answering the same questions over and over and over. I can pin a video on my account that is me answering the most common question I get. Doesn't matter. On TikTok, I have a playlist of common comments that I get and me answering them. Doesn't matter. I still get the same comments from Christians over and over and over. And, you know, people, they don't take 5 seconds to look at the rest of my page and see where maybe I've answered something else. Or, like, in my bio, I have links to a couple podcast episodes where I answer some of these questions, but it's not, like, there's no interest in them, like, searching at all to see if I've already maybe answered some of these things. They just assume. So, let me reply to some of these assumptions in this episode so that I can point all the Christians here when they make the same tired comments over and over that I've answered a million times. Probably the most common one that I get is, wow, imagine making your whole personality being an atheist. I would pose this question. Does what somebody talks about on social media determine a person's entire personality or not? I say that it does not. I think that there's more to people than what they post on Instagram, especially if their page is like not a personal page, but it's a page about something. We call that a niche. That is like finding something where like you want to talk about one specific subject and it resonates with other people. And so you make content around that one thing. That doesn't mean that it's your entire personality. So maybe that answers that question. I don't know. I mean, I've probably gotten that comment 17 times while I'm recording this podcast, if I had to guess. Second assumption, you hate Christians. I do not. I think that Christianity has some harmful beliefs. I think that it has a harmful effect on people in our society. I do not hate Christians. Some of my best friends are Christians. Most of my family are Christians. It's not the people that I have a problem with so much as the religion, the teachings, the church, things like that. So, no, I don't hate Christians. Or here's one, you attack Christians. I think that the word attack is an odd choice, and it's one that I get a lot. Like, they will say that you attack Christians or you bash Christians. And the way that I look at it is, yes, some of my posts kind of do talk about a person, but for the most part, it's like in a jokey way. Like, I'm just trying to make people laugh. And it's not an attack or bashing. It's like, how can I make this thing funny? And that's what I do. If I'm attacking anything at all, it's a belief system, not the person. And I think there's a huge difference there. And so I don't look at it as an attack. I think that's an interesting word that they will employ a lot. Maybe that makes it easier for them to feel like a victim if they can quickly say, this guy is attacking me. They can call themselves a victim. I don't know. Assumption number four. You don't talk about Islam because you're scared. No, my page is about ex-Christianity because I was a Christian for the majority of my life. It is the religion that most of the people I know subscribe to. It is the religion that is the predominant one in this country. And like, especially where I'm at, which is the South. Most of the people I know are Christians. It's obviously the religion that's had the most effect on me. It's the one that I know the most about. I've had the most experience with. So obviously I'm going to talk about my experiences and not talk about other religions. There's no obligation for me as an atheist to have to talk about every religion. I had somebody in my comments today saying, oh, I thought you were an atheist. It seems like you're only attacking Christianity. like, I am an atheist. I don't believe in any gods. I think every religion is not true. But that doesn't mean I have to talk about every single one of them. There's no obligation for me as somebody who is just posting stuff online. It's strange. It's strange. The analogy that I make is like, that would be like the NFL's Instagram page posting about the NBA. It makes no sense. Like, they have their thing. That's what they're posting about. Football. Why would they post about basketball there? It doesn't make sense. So, as an atheist, I'm not obligated to post about every single religion. And I don't understand why that's so hard for them to understand, but it is. Assumption number 5, I've never read the Bible. That's not true. I've read the whole thing. So I think that's just a way, there's a theme to some of these where it's like, this is a way that we can dismiss Kevin because we can just say these things about him, even though we don't know if they're true or not. And we can discredit him because he doesn't know what he's talking about, obviously. One is, I don't understand the Bible. Well, who does? Who does understand the Bible? There are thousands of denominations and different interpretations of the Bible. So who really does understand it? You have Christians telling each other that they don't get it, that they're wrong. Some churches think that speaking in tongues is completely biblical. Some think that's not of God. What the hell is that? You have snake handling churches. Some churches don't play music at all. Why? Why? They think it's wrong to play music. Other churches play the music as loud as they possibly can. So is it that I don't understand the Bible, or is it that everybody has a different interpretation of what the Bible says? Another very common assumption is that I was just hurt by the church. Oh man, look at this atheist. He was just obviously hurt by the church. Why else would he be doing this? Why else would he do this? I can tell you, my church experiences were good. I loved going to church. I didn't want to leave. I just stopped believing in God. And so, of course, it didn't make sense for me to go to church anymore. The church didn't hurt me at all. I had a couple weird experiences, but that doesn't mean that I was hurt by the church. Oh, God, I guess the church hurt me, so I'm throwing away my God belief. Now I'm going to go bash them online. That's not that at all. It's that I stopped believing, and I was an atheist for a long time and never made any posts about it. And I kind of felt the need to a few years ago, and so I started doing it. But that wasn't because the church hurt me in any way. And that's a major assumption that is made about me a lot and about other atheists a lot, because it's another way to try to discredit them and be like, oh, obviously he was just hurt. He should have had my experience. He should have went to my church. He should have believed like I do. If he knew my Jesus, if he went to my church, oh man, it's people. It's not God, it's people. You know, if God, he's turning his back on God because people let him down. God's still right there waiting. No, it's none of that shit. I just stopped believing it. And that's all. So maybe if you're a Christian listening to this episode, maybe you can take one of these things that I've said and understand my perspective a little bit better. Maybe not. If you're a non-believer or somebody who's doubting listening to this, I appreciate you staying through this whole thing. Maybe you can resonate. Maybe some of these things that I've said resonate with you, and it can help you to, you know, answer the way that Christians comment or what they say to you sometimes. Maybe you can be like, you know, this is why I do this. This is why I say this. I don't hate Christians. The church didn't hurt me. Today's comment from a Christian is from Connor, and he said, you know, Christianity is real when people have to make a whole page just to bash it. That's another one of my favorites, when they say, you made a whole account, like I'm in the lab for 7 years constructing, like, oh God, how do I build this account? I made a whole account. My life's work. Like, you know, setting up an Instagram page is pretty fast, in case you've never done it. But you know Christianity is real when people have to make a whole page just to bash it. And I said, there are whole pages that are ex-Muslim. Does that mean Islam is also true? I'll hang up and listen. By his own logic there, just because somebody makes a page about something that they disagree with, that means that it's true. Think about that, Connor. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I'll catch you next time. Remember, you don't need a god to be good. Peace out. To sign up for a private community for ex-Christians, or to join the Comments from Christians newsletter, head over to JesusUnfollower.com.